it's time to have a look around for some bizarre news stories. We don't need to do it because blind journalist Paul Rice, he does it for us. Hello.
No pressure then.
No, it never is.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
And you were telling me off here that we've got a good crop of stories.
Yes, not too bad, if I might say so myself. We start this week in Australia. G'day, mate.
G'day.
And it's all around the new protection that's been brought in for koala bears.
I've long argued for this.
Have you?
No.
Ah, there you go. Wood companies, timber companies in Victoria, the state of Victoria, have now been told that they have got to basically look after koala bears because they are... they're becoming rare, if you like. So the companies have to log if they see koalas, if they see them in trees, they've got to leave a certain number of trees around and all this sort of thing, just to make sure that the koala population, which isn't big in all of Australia, Victoria has the biggest number, but it want to make sure that, we maintain koala bears.
Because they've always got that cuteness about them, haven't they, koala bears?
So I hear, yes. And will not surprise you that it hasn't entirely gone down particularly well, particularly amongst conservationists. They argue that if you started by sort of repopulating other areas of the country with koala bears instead of having them concentrated in one area, and also planting trees that have been affected by what koala bears do, which is eat them.
So how will that help?
Well, it'll help by rebuilding the habitat, planting more trees, but also spreading them around the country gets them into areas they've not really been before. So you get a better concentration.
Because that's what happened in this country, wasn't it, when they started doing these woods that were all of one type of tree many years ago. You started losing certain types of wildlife, and
yes,
it became all out of balance.
Yeah, and that's where they're having a go at that again. So an interesting one for you conservation lovers out there.
Yes.
And talking of something completely different, which we're going to... how do you go? It's the only show in the world that goes from conservation to the internet in 2 minutes. And we'll talk about the internet in the Marshall Islands, a new place.
Oh, I've never been there.
Neither have I. I didn't know where it was till recently, so that tells you. It's in the Pacific, for those who may not know. And right now, they're having all sorts of issues with their internet. So much so that they've only got 3% of their bandwidth because of an underwater fibre optic cable which is broken.
That's going to be awkward.
Very, very awkward. It was described, I saw the quote, it was described as looking for a pinhead in 3 miles of cable.
you think, just lay another cable.
Yeah. But no, it doesn't work like that. And apparently they've only had fast connection speeds since they connected to Guam. Which is somewhere.
Is that not what birds leave on islands? Oh, no, that's guano.
Something like that, yeah. I think you probably answer your own question there.
Yes, I think I did.
So it's quite interesting how much, obviously, we rely on internet and phone cables and so on. And people have actually been told, don't make any transactions. You can use it for your email, but that's about it. You can't do anything else at the moment.
Mind you, there's some places in this country that are not much better than that.
So I believe. I don't know where they are, but I do believe that.
I know in some parts of Yorkshire, some people have trouble even sending texts.
Now, I think we could open all sorts of things.
Yes, well,
here.
We won't. But, it is frustrating. We have our own issues here at RNIB Connect Radio for some reason with our internet, and it drops in and out, and it's very frustrating.
Well... Yes, of course, the standard line at the moment is engineers are working to fix this problem. So good luck to the Marshall Islands.
Yeah, so we'll switch it off and put it back on again.
That's it. Reboot the whole thing.
Righty-ho.
And now to a serious business, a little serious business.
We're good
moment.
At that.
We are. And so it would appear are the Germans. And there's a bit of a spat going on at the moment. Don't normally see this in German politics, but there's quite an open row between the Transport Ministry and the Environment Ministry. Because the Transport Ministry have just given the green light to have these extra long lorries. They've allowed them to be used on German roads. And these things are, as they suggest, absolutely huge. They're about 85 feet long, which is...
Oh, well, I used to have dealings with lorries, and they were 44 feet long. So yeah, that's double, that's some length.
Nearly double. And the German Transport Ministry say, yeah, they're great, they're fabulous. You can drive them on the motorways. You can't drive them down side lanes or anything like that, but you can drive them on the motorway. And the people of the Environment Department saying, well, this isn't very good for the rail industry because they use a lot for freight. So they're worried they're going to put all the freight back on the road, and it's not very good for the environment. So we can let them sort that one out.
Yeah, but you think they would go through all this before they even proposed this, wouldn't you? Or would you?
Euro signs or whatever it is these days, they're sort of flashing in front of their eyes.
Yeah, because they do say that these big trucks, they spread the weight out so the roads don't get as much damage as they used to do in some of the smaller, heavier trucks.
How you drive those things is amazing for me.
Have you seen those ones in Australia?
Yes.
Oh, there's maybe about three carriages and they thunder along at a ridiculous... Yeah. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Oof.
Frightening, frightening.
On straight roads?
Well, yes, that's the advantage. They have got straight roads. There's nothing for miles, so...
So they've got the go-ahead to do this anyway?
Yes, they're going to do it. They're going to ignore all the protestations of the Environment Department, and they're going to go and do it anyway.
The Autobahn won't be the same.
No, it will not. Yes, it could end up a bit of a crock, really. Talking of which, I approach our next subject with a little delicacy.
Oh, it had to happen sometime.
Well, it did. Because this concerns an unusual sculptor. Mm-hmm. A sculpture by a sculptor. There you are. A man in the east of Russia has decided that he would pay homage to the new year of the Chinese zodiac. This year's the year of the rooster.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And he's decided to make a rooster out of manure.
What kind of manure?
Frozen.
Yeah, but we're talking
animal. Oh, no, animal manure, yes. Yes. As far as, yes. Well, it didn't actually specify, but I'm assuming so. Yes, and the article I read on this pains to point out that he rushed it a bit, given that the new year of the zodiac in China doesn't happen till the 28th of January.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
He wanted it ready for the 1st of January, and he'd had a leg operation the week before. But thanks to the help of his brothers, they helped him put this thing together, and it's about 35 feet high.
What?
Huge.
That's a big pile. Big pile. So how'd you keep that frozen?
Well, thankfully he's in Siberia, so, you know, it's cold enough that he can.
With those hot summer days.
Oh, it's no good.
Why do people have these ideas? I mean, what possible use is this? Well, you can say that about a lot of things. You can say that about this feature.
Nothing to say to that, really.
It's just the oddest things.
It is.
I mean, it's recycling, but it's not really, is it?
No. Not in the correct way, anyway.
No.
I suppose it's biodegradable.
I wonder what the Chinese think of this.
Well, so far no comment, but there's been lots of comment about what it says about Russia at the moment. And people in Russia have, yes, they've been making all sorts of suggestions, most of which I can't repeat on air.
No.
But it's quite fun to read.
Well, if you've got a funny story, a bizarre story, or even if you'd just like to say hello, you're going to jump in there. What were you going to say?
I would. We'd love to hear from you.
Oh, we would.
So, yes, search for us online, RNIB Connect Radio, and that is most definitely where you will find me and Simon and my horrendous photo that someone pointed out to me last week.
Oh, yes.
A picture of me on Twitter.
Yes, we are still working on that with the experts.
It's horrendous. I forgot that thing had even been taken. So there's some bizarre news for you. You can have a look at that in the meantime.
Yes, I've airbrushed out the worst bits.
You took the top of my head off, though.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.